Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
So Lamar Jackson, we've talked about him, both of us. I'll give Rob credit. He was the first one to say, and I thought it was a great idea, that Lamar should sit out until he gets the fully guaranteed contract. He deserves it. You know, if Deshaun Watson can get one, he deserves more money. He's been better on the field. Obviously, off the field doesn't have those
problems. And his resume's better.
Yeah, on the field, off the field. And he should get it. So we think he should sit out. It doesn't appear that he will. I'd be shocked if he does. But he did get on social media today on Twitter and respond to some fans that gave us a little bit of insight into what's going on with his negotiations. Rob G., do share.
Yeah, he was going back and forth with a lot of fans, actually. And after one Twitter user said the Ravens should give $250 million guaranteed, and another one saying that they already offered that, all Lamar says is, no, they didn't. Another guest says, as much as I love Lamar, fully guaranteed deal would be bad business. Lamar replies, then you don't love Lamar.
Right. He's right.
And the one that really got Ravens fans upset is that somebody tweeted him, I can't wait to see you crying tears of joy in Miami as we hoist the Lombardi Trophy. And it's him photoshopped in a Dolphins uniform. And then he liked it.
He
so
liked
that got
it.
People upset. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could imagine. They don't want to see their quarterback somewhere
he
else.
He liked it and then texted it to the Ravens brain trust.
Yes. And said, you better get on the stick. Chris, I'm going to make a proclamation. If this deal does come down, and he gets a fully guaranteed contract.
For the most in the league, right?
Right.
Like more than Deshaun? Right.
It will be, if Lamar can pull this deal off, it will be and probably go down as the greatest contract achieved in the NFL. And I'm going to say this for this reason. There's a couple of reasons why it would be.
Interesting. Okay.
Because, Chris, it's so hard to get a fully guaranteed contract. We know that. And greater players like a Patrick Mahomes, an Aaron Rodgers, a Tom Brady, those guys haven't been able to do that, right? Kirk Cousins got a 3-year deal for not that kind of money, but he got a 3-year fully guaranteed contract, okay? This would be a big, fully guaranteed contract for a quarterback. Number two, when you think about how Lamar plays in his game, where he's open there's always a potential of him being hurt, Chris, because he runs the football and turns up field and uses his body and his feet. That's another thing that he would be fully protected with a fully guaranteed contract and could play, and God forbid something happened, he'd be taken care of. And number three, he has no agent. He's able to negotiate. He's a smart man. Look at the land. Survey the land. This is what they're paying people. You don't need an agent to figure that out. I'm better than Deshaun Watson. I mean more to the Ravens because everything on that offense revolves around me. We've done nothing but win since I got there. I won a unanimous MVP, and I don't have to share 4% of my earnings with an agent. It would be stupendous. It would be bravo worthy. It would be the best contract in NFL history.
Nice take. I don't hate it. I don't hate the take.
I'm shocked.
It's not a bad take. Like you said, he doesn't have an agent, which we've said, it might be a mistake. You need to get that agent. But if he gets this done, to your point, it would be, you know, the highest guaranteed contract in the history of the league. It would change the landscape, too. Meaning, I think every great quarterback from here on out will want a fully guaranteed deal.
That's another point, and I left that out. You're 100%. This is what we wanted Patrick Mahomes to do, right? And this is what we wanted after the Watson. But, of course, Kyler Murray took a deal that wasn't fully guaranteed. And who was the other guy?
Rodgers.
Rodgers
before? No, his was before.
Before.
I think his was before.
No,
Deshaun.
His was before Deshaun. There's another quarterback who just signed. It wasn't fully. I thought it was one more. All right.
Well,
but
Kyler,
anyway.
Yeah. But here's the one disagreement I have. I think all things considered, and I'm not saying this because it's necessarily admirable. I'm just saying, with all the circumstances surrounding this player, I gotta say the best deal in NFL history has to be Deshaun. Has to be Deshaun. When you already had a big time deal, right? It wasn't like you needed another contract. And you've got all of this stuff hanging over you legally, all of this controversy. It was a chance you'd miss an entire season. You wouldn't even have played the first season of the deal. Now you're going to play, six of the 17 games? I think all that being considered, for him to get besides Kirk Cousins, the first fully guaranteed contract, oh, by the way, the most guaranteed money ever as well. I think, Rob, that has to go down as the greatest contract. This would be great. But Lamar is an MVP. You know what I'm saying? Like, Deshaun, as good as he's been, No, he's won an MVP, hasn't led a team deep into the playoffs. His last year he played, they won four games.
But he's got
all this mess around him, and he gets a better deal than Mahomes, Rodgers, Brady at all? I gotta say that is the coup of the century, if you will.
Yeah, but I think it was different from the standpoint of it wasn't with the team that he was drafted. It was because he was moving and because you had a team that was desperate. That's why he was able to negotiate. And I get it. It is.
It what doesn't he was able take to put away together, from Chris, I'm, what they I,
what
did.
I, what he was able to put together. But I'm saying for Lamar to be able to do this without an agent and playing the position where you could say, if I'm the Ravens, I'm a little squeamish. Like this guy
really are squeamish.
You know, I'm a little squeamish. This guy could get hurt, whatever, and we're going to do this for him and put him out there and let him do his thing and not ask him to change how he plays. It would say a lot. So that's why
I'm
going to
say,
it's Lamar.
They're not as squeamish as you have to be about Deshaun.
No, I agree with that.
That's squeamish on a whole nother level. And remember, I forgot this point, Rob. What's Lamar getting this year? $1 million? I mean, they dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. So when he was suspended, he wouldn't lose any money, hardly. So I got to go with Deshaun. I'm not mad at you. That's not a bad statement. Not a bad proclamation.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers, and more. Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Knicks, they signed R.J. Barrett 4 years, $120 million. Could make it tougher for them to get Donovan Mitchell. And you see this. Now, we'll get to this deal a little bit later. But you just think this is the Knicks being the Knicks.
Only from this standpoint, Chris, and this is what, according to ESPN's stats and information, right? Barrett's deal, Chris, ends a remarkable 23-year drought by the Knicks. He's the franchise's first draft pick to agree to a multi-year contract extension after his rookie deal since Charlie Ward in 1999. So when people say, oh, the Knicks are cursed, no, they're not. It has nothing to do with curse or happenstance or anything else. It has to do with bad management, right, bad draft choices, bad front office people. That's why they've been bad. How in the world, Chris, could you go 23 years and not sign another contract from a guy you drafted in the first round? It doesn't even make sense.
It's
23 years?
It's unbelievable.
Did you know? I didn't even know that until I saw that today.
No, I didn't know that. It wasn't something I was thinking about. But
right,
if you think about the Knicks' best players since Patrick Ewing, Latrell Sprewell, not their player, not home.
Allen Houston. Allen Houston, who was a free agent.
Yep, got him in free agency. Stephon Marbury briefly, but that was a trade. Carmelo Anthony, trade. Amari Stoudemire, free agency. Who else? There's got to be a couple more. Just that tells you. Well, I mean, we just covered the last 20 years of Knicks basketball, and we named about four dudes that were worth naming. Rob, it's been a mess. Marcus Camby, if you want to keep going back a little further,
right?
He wasn't a homegrown product. Larry Johnson, not homegrown.
They got him from Charlotte.
You're right. Like, it has been a mess. And we talk about the Dallas Cowboys, and rightly so, right? A lot of people, kids growing up, like, why in the world are they such a big deal? Right. Like, really, why are
Cowboys
they such a big deal?
Haven't been to an NFC Championship game since 95.
Right, right. Now, the Knicks aren't a big deal, unless you're in New York. But right, still, I think, you know, because ESPN, you know this, Rob, because ESPN's in the East, on the East Coast, a lot of people from New York, the New York area, end up working there. If the Knicks are good, they will be all over ESPN.
Yep.
All over SportsCenter and all that.
Yeah. No.
Right? They're just never good.
Because ESPN and the other flip side, Chris, and you know this too, is Boston. Yep. Boston and New York are smack dab in the middle, and ESPN's in Bristol, Connecticut.
Right.
So a lot of people have worked in both of those markets, both of those cities. And there is Boston, New York
thing. A bias, yeah. But if they're any good. And obviously the Knicks haven't been good. Yeah, it's just there's no defending what they have done over the last two decades. It's as simple as that. I do like the Barrett signing. We'll get to that a little bit later.
I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying like 23 years is incredible.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, It's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You and I talked Friday about Giannis. We both agree he's the best player in the world. And ESPN did a poll of executives, and I think it was also coaches.
Executive scouts and coaches, 15 of them across the league. They asked for a series of topics, you know, best rookie, what you're expecting, biggest surprises. They asked, who is the best player in the NBA right now? Giannis, of course, was tied with KD last season as the best player. This year, it wasn't close. 11 of 15 pick Giannis. Mm. So perhaps even more shocking, though, is they ask, who's going to be the best guy 5 years from now? So you think it'd be like Tatum or Ja or Luka? Nope. Giannis again. So they expect, at least the executives, coaches, and scouts, Giannis is the best player now and for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, and I don't think that's that shocking that 5 years from now they'll think he'd be better. He's only 27. That's what people forget. He's only 27. In 5 years, he'll be 32. I mean, he's seven-footers at 32. I know he's out on the perimeter a lot, but so was LeBron. He's not a seven-footer. But the way guys keep themselves in shape, mentally, they expect to play longer. Let's just keep it real. I mean, Tom Brady, even though it's football, has gotten a lot of guys to start thinking they can play longer. And guys are just in great shape. The training, the nutrition, everything is better. And so I don't think that's out of bounds to say in 5 years, Giannis will still be the best player. But Gilbert Arenas, we've talked about this before, and we talked about it Friday. A lot of players seem to hate on Giannis. And we'll call it hate because if you don't think he's a top three player, if you mock the notion, now you might disagree. Kevin Durant is your type of guy. Okay, cool. Joel Embiid's your type of player. Okay, cool. You think they're better than Giannis? I mean, we can debate that. But if you mock the notion, like I think Giannis is the best, and I don't think Durant is the best player in the world. But I won't mock the notion that Durant could be the best player in the world. But if you mock it, then that's disrespectful to Giannis in my book. And J.J. Redick, former player, said he wasn't in the top three. Andre Iguodala, what did Iguodala say about him? Rasheed Wallace would be better if he were playing today. And the Gilbert Arenas basically really ripped his skills to shreds. Here's Arenas. He doubled down over the weekend on Giannis. Here's what he said.
I can look at his game and say, He doesn't understand basketball yet. He plays the sport. He won a championship. Cool. He doesn't really understand how to be great, how to be better, how to train his body. Like, you know, I'm looking at the stats. Oh, playing 32 minutes, 34 minutes, 30. I'm sorry, but to be here, you have to train your body to at least 38 minutes and above. Mm. Like LeBron played 37 minutes at 37. Iverson was playing 43 minutes.
All right, foolishness. Foolishness!
Ridiculous.
First of all, he used to play 36, 37 minutes a game before Mike Budenholzer got to Milwaukee. And where does Budenholzer come from? San Antonio, where Popovich kept dunking for the last two-thirds of his career below like 34 minutes. I mean, that's their philosophy. It ain't Giannis don't have the stamina to play 37 minutes a night. Furthermore, he's putting up the best numbers in the NBA. Are you want to say Jokic? You know, his numbers are right there. His numbers are superb in the fewer minutes. Last year, 30 points, 11 and a half boards, 6 assists in 33 minutes a game. And to say he doesn't understand how to be great, first of all, he's great. So he has to understand how to be great because he is great. And that's undeniable. And if you want to talk about, oh, what did this improve? First of all, three-point shooting has improved. He started his second year in the league. Didn't shoot 1 3 per game. And when he did shoot it, he shot 16%. He's not a good three-point shooter, but he shoots it more. He shoots about 4 a game now for the last 3 years, and he's hitting 30%. Not good. I'm just saying there's improvement there. Did Shaq improve his three-point shooting? Did Shaq improve his free throws? Shaq's rebounds actually declined.
I think the hate on Giannis has to do with he's not from here.
I'm starting to feel that way. He don't have that inner city swag, that American swag.
He's a foreigner, and he don't, you know, he didn't play in the schoolyard. He didn't go through what a lot of the other guys have gone through. I really believe, and it's easy to discount him and dismiss him because he's not of that ilk. He didn't play on the circuit with the other guys. You know what I mean? Where you build up camaraderie and respect for him, Chris. I really believe that that's what it is. Because the guy's done nothing bad or anything that to make you feel sideways about him. What has he done? And then when everybody ripped him because he stayed in Milwaukee. Just think about that, right?
Right.
What's he doing? He'll regret
and he got
this.
Himself a championship.
He'll never win. He's dumb. Go to Miami. Stayed in Milwaukee, where nobody wants to be anyone. I don't get it. So I have to think it has something to do with that, not about his abilities. Because, Chris, you just said it. The numbers don't warrant the negative attacks that he's getting. His numbers are too good. He won back-to-back MVPs before Jokic just won back-to-back.
And look,
historically
at this point, we'll see where Giannis ends up. Historically, LeBron's better than Giannis. But Giannis won a championship without a second superstar. You know, without a second superstar. LeBron's first championship, he had Dwayne Wade. Second one, I mean, I wouldn't call Kyrie quite a superstar, but, you know, Kyrie was doing work. Kevin Love was there. And then Anthony Davis. So it doesn't warrant it. Not only the numbers, Rob, but the production. And again, where's improvement? How about getting to the free throw line 11 times a game? Is that enough improvement for you? You wasn't doing that when he entered the league.
No. I mean, he's, like you said, he's improved in areas that were questionable and shaky.
Handles the ball better, Rob. Passes better. He's not a great shooter. He's improving, but he's not a great shooter. But he's still a great player. And I was talking about it, Rob. Some guys are fixated on skills. Oh, what the handle. The the jump shot. I mean, of course, we all like skills. But at the end of the day, it's about production. Nobody's raving about Shaq's skills. They're raving about his production. Kareem, for the most part, I mean, yeah, he could shoot jumpers and things like that. But most of the highlights you see from Kareem, it's going to be skyhook. So, couldn't nobody do nothing with it? So, I was thinking that as we were getting ready for this topic. Right. And I think you might be right. Like, it just seems like it's some hate because
he's one of us.
Outsider, so to speak.
Not one of us.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.